Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. 94 WIP. So, is today the day, guys, that magical number of 100, which I don't want, by the way. I want to break 100. Is this when I go 99 or below? I mean, you got to think at some point.
Law of averages.
Law of averages.
Well, where are you playing?
Today I'm playing at a very hard course.
I'm
playing in Huntington Valley today.
Because you know that even if you're on pace, you'll choke at the end.
That has been my tendency.
But
yeah.
You have played Huntington Valley more than any other course, right?
Not this year. I mean, maybe once a year.
Lifetime-wise?
Maybe twice a year. Twice a year.
Okay, so you do have, you know the course.
I mean, a little bit. I mean, look, when you play something once or twice a year, it's not instant recall. So it's not really a home field advantage. I don't know.
Well,
man.
It sounds like you have no confidence whatsoever.
I have little.
I would bet against you today.
Yeah, you tend to, right now, you sound convinced it's impossible.
It's not impossible. It's just unlikely. I think I just got to get in hammer mode. I got to remember who
you're
I
not
am.
In like, hammer.
Get hammer! Well, I'll get there. I'm not teeing off yet. I mean, you know, I got time.
I do think you have to treat golf a little differently, though. It is like delicate. There's
I know
a delicate balance, a cosmic balance.
You know what I
got
to do?
That.
It's like Tom Brady when he was down 28-3 in the Super Bowl. Just process and, you know, make the next play. You know, I admire that about Brady. Now, I
sure.
know there's people that hate
you
him.
Admire too much.
That's the reference you go to.
I'm a big fan. Where'd you stand on Tom Brady? Like the whole Brady thing. All right, where are you at on? Because, you know, there's a lot of people around here not a Tom Brady guy or gal.
Joe's asking because he's in deep love with
Tom.
Well,
I love him, too.
Admiration,
I respect
right?
him.
Absolutely.
Lifetime commitment.
One of the greatest to do it. Who's judging him?
Oh, man.
Why?
Go after him, Ashlyn.
Hold on. I'm not judging him. I'm saying he's the greatest accumulator of stats who ever lived and the greatest quarterback to have ever played.
We can accept that without glorifying him and putting him on a pedestal and saying, Tom Brady. Yeah.
He
deserves to be on a pedestal.
Living perfection.
Yeah, rein it in. We're in Philadelphia, Ashlyn. All right.
Well done. Yeah. Well done.
What, are we going to put Carson Wentz on the same?
We can put Nick Foles on a pedestal.
No!
Well, we can put Nick Foles on a pedestal.
Damn right
we will. But it's not a 7 Super Bowl pedestal, for what it's worth.
Let's make some noise. Same. Come on.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's get to Alan. He's calling from Bryn Mawr. Excuse me. Bryn Mawr.
Hold on.
I'm reading that wrong. Belmore.
What? I need to express the problem with the inception of Tom Brady's career was.
Because you had the same girlfriend?
Well, no. I mean, he came after I did.
Okay.
This was...
That's true, Ashlyn. That's true.
No, I heard the story.
Yeah, so
this is coming from a deep down place.
Not really. Tom Brady, when he burst onto the scene, when he won that first Super Bowl, it was at a cost of, you know, was a better team than that team.
That's debatable.
We had a better quarterback than that quarterback. Our quarterback won the MVP of the league the next year. We should have been the team in the Super Bowl that year.
Well, the tuck rule, you got job.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'll grant you that. So if not 7, he's got 6.
Yeah.
All right, I got you. Let's go to Alan in Belmore. What's up, Alan?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, Alan.
We got straight on the Melton. I was there a couple hours ago. I was worrying about, wondering what happened to him because I hadn't heard much. So God bless him getting $12 million coming off all those injuries. I thought we'd get him at a nice reduced price here in Philly.
I was kind of bummed. Look, he shouldn't be a starter, obviously, but I thought as like a 7th guy, Melton was decent, and I was disappointed to see him go.
Yeah, he was a two-way player, offense and defense, and I thought he did a nice job with him.
He did a pretty good job.
Now, I heard you talking. I had to put the phone down a little bit, but I guess you were talking about Stubbsy a little bit as far as in the dugout.
I did not mention that today. I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah. Well, my question is with Rafael Marchand coming up, and I think he's shown to his teammates and to management that he is a major league catcher and a switch hitting catcher with a little bit of pop, and he's got a good gun. When JT comes back, does he go back to the minors and just become a September call up?
I think so. Doesn't mean it's the right decision. It's what I think it will be. So, Alan, I noticed something. I think it was Saturday. Stubbs hit the homer. Yeah, it was Saturday. And I saw this is a minor moment, okay? But I saw the way Stubbs' teammates, I was at the game, I had a good view into the dugout. I saw the way his teammates celebrated,
including Marshawn.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And I, like, they really, really, really like him. Now, I'm not saying they don't like Marshawn. I have no idea. I'm just saying because the hope is that no backup catcher plays, I tend to think in the playoffs, I tend to think Stubbs will still be the backup catcher. But obviously, you play with some fire if there's an injury to JT, you know, to an extent, until you can make a roster replacement.
Yeah, I mean, Marshawn was hurt for a couple of years. I remember he was a call-up 3 or 4 years ago in September, and, wow, and you could see the talent there, and I think he's proven that, like I said, to his teammates.
He's done a nice job. Look, he's done a nice job.
He had a throw this weekend, throwing a guy out at second, Marshawn did. That
he's got a,
just
it's pretty solid, man. It's pretty solid. Yeah. All right, Alan, give me an answer here. Best combination, well, two TV roles.
Here's one that's a local guy. About 5 minutes from the bridges over here in South Jersey, he was a state javelin champion, went to USC on a javelin scholarship, and that would be my friend, Michael Landon, who was Little Joe on Bonanza, and of course he was the director and star as Pa Angles, you know, Little House on the Prairie.
You know, that's a that's a big answer.
I didn't know Michael Landon was a South Jersey guy. How about that?
Either.
And I love.
We know you love Little House on the Prairie.
No, well, I love that, but I loved Michael Landon.
Really?
Highway to Heaven.
I love that too. I was a big fan.
Highway to Heaven was a good show.
It
that
was
on
a good
for a
show.
Long time.
But Landon was like, he was a man. No, I'm serious. Michael Landon was a man.
Okay.
You know, that is so DeCamera, isn't it?
You know who we
seriously.
You know who he always reminded me of? Can I tell you who Michael Landon always reminded
please,
me of? You ready?
Please,
you ready?
Yes. Yeah.
He reminded me of Tom Brookshire.
Okay.
Tom Brookshire was a man. Michael Landon, like, there was no...
I'm nervous.
No, I'm just saying, like...
He was a man.
No, he was, man. Yeah. I mean, come on. It's just
so
like...
you think Michael Landon was like Tom Brookshire because of his role on Little House
on
the Prairie?
It was just... I saw him interviewed enough. There was, like, a ruggedness to him. I'm like, all right, I dig this guy. I
mean, into ruggedness?
He would have beat me up, but it's all right. It's all right.
What, is this, like, wish casting?
Maybe.
Like, you
wish... Michael Landon. I wish I was like that. I wish I was sitting on Johnny Carson, you know, talking... All right, but
like a man.
But alas, not for me. Let's go to Tony in Northeast Philly. Tony, hello.
Yes, good morning, guys.
What's up, Tony?
Hey, Tony.
Happy Independence Day to all of you. A safe and healthy one.
To you too, sir.
Thank you.
I also wanted to thank you guys for the wishes for us cancer patients. And you'd mentioned it earlier.
God bless you, Tony. God bless you.
It helps. Just knowing people care.
Well, we do, and I'm, if that helps you, I'm happy to hear
we
that.
Care.
Yeah, for sure.
With the Sixers, who can we even pursue with height, wingspan, the whole nine yards, as a playmaker in the backcourt with Maxey being so short? We need somebody big back there.
Yeah, it's Kelly Oubre now.
Maybe.
Kelly Oubre's our shooting guard.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know, Tony. I don't know. I mean, if you're talking about, so, you know, I know when the Sixers would have AI as a shooting guard, they had a big point guard in Eric Snow, and the Sixers point guard would defend the other team's shooting guard, and it worked pretty good. I don't know. I really don't know, Tony, who's going to be their other starter and whether he'll be a shooting guard or a small forward or theoretically a power forward. I mean, you could play Paul George
power
at the three
forward,
or
yeah.
the four. You could play him either spot.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they've got, you know, to use a Sam Hinkie term, optionality here. I mean, they could basically add a shooting guard, small forward, or power forward to the starting lineup and probably be fine any which way. And, of course, what you want is, you know, whoever's the best player. Look, I know a lot of people are interested in Lauri Markkanen. He's obviously intriguing. He's a good player.
He's going to cost too much.
He's going to cost a lot. He's going to cost a lot. And it
wouldn't
probably
be something if he could make that work, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the ultimate.
But you want it to be worth it. Because I'll tell you this, he's not the only guy that's going to come available. I mean, yeah. we don't know by the trade deadline, you know, which team has gone south.
Well, you but know, that's when you get into the whole, is it worth it? It does feel comfortable that our team is now together.
I agree.
Or, you know, the big three, they're assembled. We don't have to wait till that trade deadline because we do know that cohesion matters, playing together. We never get the advantage of having these guys get reps, and this year they can actually start the season.
Yep.
Do we really want to trade with Danny Ainge? too. Running the Jazz, Larry Markkanen. I mean, the history there ain't great.
You know what? All right, Tony, give me an answer. Two TV roles. Give me a great answer.
All right. I'm going to take you back a little bit, but how about infamous Jack Klugman from The Odd Couple?
Yep.
As well as Quincy M.D.
Yep, that's exactly right. All right,
and
Tony.
He plays both sides. He's funny on the one. And he's serious on the other.
All right, listen, we got a lot of good answers here today. Here's
Quincy.
Here's what we've got no answers from. Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Studio analyst, game broadcaster.
I didn't even know that was an option.
TV roles.
Mm.
Brent Musburger. NFL Today.
Yeah.
And like the NCAA tournament. Jim Nance, the Masters and the NCAA tournament. Or the NFL. Like, no one went any of that direction. I'm just telling you, there's some big answers still available. I'm just gonna leave it right there. 215-592-9494. Some big answers still available. Will in Northeast Philadelphia. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, Voltron, how y'all doing today?
Doing great, Will.
That's great, man. I like the pickup, that we made. You know, I kept saying, to bring Drummond back, and they brought him back. I think maybe you could offer bring him back too, Seth Curry, and give him a 1-year deal, another shooter.
So he would be small with Maxey. Look, I like Seth Curry.
Like Seth a lot.
He would be a small backcourt with Maxey. You may have some defending issues. But
especially if McCain's the guy going in for them too. You know, McCain's probably your top guard off the bench. Then you've got a 3-6-2 or under 6-3 under.
That's tough. And I know a lot of people think McCain might get traded.
I like McCain.
I'm just telling you, I've heard a lot of people speculate he could be a trade chip. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
And I would like to see that happen because, he already knows the system. Them guys played together, both him and Drummond. And I think he'll be a perfect fit and another good shooter. The other thing is, like I said yesterday, I would like to see him, bring back the Twin Towers. I would like to see him play and be and Drummond at the same time.
Not
me. Good rebounds, and it don't hurt to try. It's something different.
Maybe every so often.
I'm not going to say
big.
Every game. But yeah,
certain matchups.
So big, yeah. I think the Sixers are going to make a pretty good run. You know, they just got more pieces to fill in. I think he's going to do it. And I want to say, hats off to all the owners and GMs that made a difference this season as far as our teams, man, because we've been waiting and waiting, and now they finally done it because of, this radio station. They listen to it. They listen to the fans, and I appreciate y'all for always.
Wow. You think it's our – we deserve the credit right here at WIP?
The whole entire WIP staff, yes.
Look y'all at that. Do. All right, well, that's very kind.
I mean, real quick. Because
might be too kind, but very kind.
No, they listen to the fans. I mean, everybody. They listen to Eskins. They listen to Hugh and them. They listen to John in the morning. Everybody listens. And the players, the coaches, and the owners listen, man. And they want to make the fans happy. And we want a championship, and it's coming.
All right, Will, give me an answer. Two TV roles. What do you got?
Okay, I'm going to go with Alfonso Rivera, Fresh Prince, and also America's Got Talent.
All right, you got it, man.
Yeah. Right. Carlton. Right.
Yeah, I mean, Carlton's big, but after that,
he is always America's Got Talent, but I agree.
So does Will Smith have any second TV role? Not that I can think of.
No.
Not that I can think of. I mean, we didn't even get anyone to say any of
Well, you could say videos on MTV with DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Was he a host?
No, he's talking his music videos.
Yeah, in videos. That's not a role. I mean, that's like saying Michael Jordan's... that wouldn't work. Like his game highlights. I don't know.
What do you mean? He's on MTV.
Well, his role is what?
In videos. What do you mean his role?
That's not a role. Seltzer, is that a role?
Nah.
That's not a role. It's not a role. I'm not going there. I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't think that qualifies. All right. Brian Windhorst covering the NBA. Let me see what I got here with Windhorst. He's talking about Same thing everyone's talking about, every clip. Seltzer, why don't we even look at my piece of paper?
Just say Brian Windhorst spoke.
They're all about the same thing. Paul George signing with the Sixers. Brian Windhorst spoke.
The fit here is perfect. He fits alongside Tyrese Maxey beautifully. And congratulations to Tyrese. Woj tells us he's got a $204 million deal this morning. He has absolutely earned that. He fits next to Joel Embiid as the wing in between the point guard and the big man. And you have got a bona fide contender here. Now, they've got to build out this roster. And they've obviously, as Shannon said, got to be healthy. But you look at this team. You look at Philly, New York, Boston. The Northeast is now a power center in the NBA.
I can't wait till those games next year. Sixers,
they
Celtics.
Feel massive.
Sixers, Knicks.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Truly.
Have they ever all been good at the same time?
1960.
You heard that?
I saw someone tweet about it.
Really? Yeah,
the only time they've all been over 50 wins in the same season.
That's wow. Okay. Well, that's
coming.
That's 64 years ago. So, you know, let's rock and roll. I mean, look, I know we root against the Dallas Cowboys, we root against the Boston Celtics, but there is something fun when they're good, when our team's good. I mean, it does. I mean, come on. I mean, an Eagles-Cowboys game, when it matters, is... it's electrifying. It's, you know, as opposed to the games when one of them stinks, or someone.
The only issue is who's playing in said games at said times
in week 17.
I'm talking with the Sixers and Celtics. Oh. I'm saying like it could be a night Embiid's off. It could be a night George's off. You know, like that's the only NBA thing that sucks these days.
No, you're right.
You don't know who's going to play in those games.
I would hope the Sixers would want to put their big toe forward.
Yeah. Of course.
You know, I mean, seriously. And
what does that mean? Put their big toe forward.
The big toe is more powerful than the little toe.
Like the
little toe is Paul Reed. The big toe is Joel Embiid.
Ooh. Paul Reed. What happened?
I just did right there.
Is Paul going to be on our team?
He's just dangling.
I don't think so.
He's just hanging out there.
He's just too much now. Like that contract is not doable.
Yeah.
And they have Drummond now, too.
I hope they move on. Look, the thing about the other part about Sixers, Celtics, Knicks that to me is intriguing, there's on the court. But then there's off the court. I mean, come on. I look, you say whatever you want about New York and Boston. You want to say a lot of negative things, go for it. There's a lot to say on the negative side. But they are passionate. I mean, they're fans. Like, there's no doubt in my mind, our three fan bases at the professional level are the three most intense fan bases in America.
Yes.
I feel really confident of that.
I would put Philly and Boston ahead of New York. The Knicks are special in New York. I think they're probably the best fan base in New York.
Dude, the Yankees?
But they get segmented. There's a lot of Yankees fans. There's Mets fans. There's a lot of transplants.
Yeah,
way more transplants in New York than in Boston
and
Philly. Boston and Philly are much more provincial cities. Like, sports are woven into the fabric of the city
in a
way. And we're all fans of the exact same teams. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, I get it.
I think it's a little different. I agree they're the top three, but I think Boston and Philly are above.
Okay. You've got a lot of people in New York City who are not fans of any team.
That's true.
And then you've got people who are fans of just the Jets and the Mets, or just the Yankees and the Giants.
Yeah.
And so, segmentation is real.
No, that's fair.
It's Boston, and it's us above them, and that's the truth.
I love how you made sure you put us above
Chicago?
Them. Talk about pandering. Look at Richie pandering.
Good work right there.
He was so afraid to have Philly and Boston
tied. Good work.
I know what you just did, John.
He started with Boston. It's like, got it on the flies.
You know, you just made sure to pander.
He's pondering now.
Pondering to ponder.
I was pandering the ping pong. I was pondering the
pandering. Whatever. What's the phrase? The
paper. Pandering pink peeper.
Yeah, they call me the pandering pink peeper. I mean, come
Why?
On.
Because he's pink. He pinks up when he gets nervous.
Are you Irish?
I am.
I get that too.
Yeah, and then they play the freaking Pink Panther music.
He's also talked about how he was at a basketball game and taking pictures of Holly Robinson Pete from like the stands. She's like there at the game.
But she's famous.
Hence the peeper.
Actually, I wasn't being a voyeur. Like I saw a picture of a famous person.
That was sticking up for himself.
I mean, it was like, you got to understand, I see a famous person.
You're that guy.
I take a photograph. Like if I see Michael Jordan, you know what I'm going to do other than try to say hi? I take a photograph.
Weird photo from far away that you then display in your apartment.
This happened to be a beautiful woman, and so then therefore, you know, these people all act like I'm some creep. I'm not a creep.
That's kind of creepy, man.
You put it up in your apartment?
Well, it's in a photo album.
Oh,
you know?
Gosh.
Yeah.
So hence the development over the years of the pandering.
Yeah.
Pink peeper.
It all makes sense now. There's nothing to do with being Irish. I'm sad I put you in that group.
No. All right, Tom's Yours is next, and calls on all these ridiculous topics. Show to Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.